Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I forgot
my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. And also be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And if writing out an email is just not your jam, we actually have a voicemail service where you can leave your stories on our voicemail. So it's kind of like leaving a little voice note if you're a voice note girly, gender neutral. And there is a 3-minute cutoff period, but if you don't finish your story, then just call us back and we'll put it together. Like, easy breezy, no problem.
But that number is...
exactly. 351-207-0799.
Yes. So Maria and I, we're going to listen to some voicemails in a minute. But before we get to that, Maria and I have something... we're brewing something we're working on. Maria's like literally obsessed with me. It's actually sick. I think that we should phone a friend because I need help. I'm afraid.
Yeah. I actually have her on this podcast against her will. Like,
it's
she's
true.
Literally
there is a gun held to my head every week. I'm very afraid.
It's Maria, not even in person, guys. Like, it's literally spiritually. That's how powerful I am as a witch, is that I can make a gun appear beside her head.
Literally,
we're totally,
you guys can't see it. It's right off screen.
Be like,
but trust me.
Down.
Trust me, guys. I'm afraid. I am in fear of my life. So a couple of things. One thing, a couple of things. Maria's obsessed with me. Okay, we've associated that. Discuss that. Hi, my name is Robin Valentine. I've written several books, but I can't speak. And we've been talking about having, like, getting back together again really soon. We talked about her coming out, and then we were given the opportunity to be sponsors in a community event that is happening here where I live in Siskiyou County, California, in the beautiful town of Etna. There's going to be a Rocky Horror Picture Show drag show night, which is the first time this teeny weeny little tiny town has ever had a drag show. So this is a very big deal. And for those of you who don't know this about me, which is going to be all of you, Rocky Horror Picture Show, I was literally raised on. When I say literally raised on, I mean there are VHS videos that exist in this world of my brother and I doing the time warp at ages 5 and 2.5. So
that,
like,
is so funny because, you know why? I didn't watch it till me and my wife got together.
The first line of the entire film is tattooed on my arm, and my brother has it matching.
Cute.
Yeah. So, like, when I say that I was raised on this film, I've probably seen it live probably 50 times in my lifetime. Because, again,
so this is why I'm so queer coded.
This is why I'm queer coded. Yeah. Especially considering I like literally wanted to be Columbia when I was a kid. And when I was like seven, I was Columbia for Halloween and everybody thought that I was a haunted ringleader. And I was like, no, I'm Columbia. And my brother was Riff Raff. And everybody was like, what the fuck is going on?
That is so cute.
Anyway, so I got asked if by the gal putting it on, if the Coffee and Cauldrons would be interested in sponsoring the security for the event. I mean, this is a really small town. It is one of the only conservative, like red counties in California. And so it is a fair concern that, you know, security would be something that is necessary and, you know, need it, especially considering this is an unknown. They've never done a drag show in Etna before, ever. Okay. In the entirety of Scott Valley, they've never done one before. So I got asked if we'd be interested in sponsoring the security. And I was like, I mean, maybe. Marie and I do not make a ton of money for the podcast. Our take home is less than, individually, is less than the average person's paycheck, like single paycheck. Which is why our Patreon subscribers are so important to us, because literally without you guys, this would not be possible. And so Marie and I were discussing how we could make this happen, how we could support the Siskiyou outreach program, who's putting on the drag show, and get to be sponsors. And so we thought about it, and Marie wanted to come out anyway. And so what we're doing is a raffle. It is $5 a ticket. You can send it to Maria's Ko-Fi, which will be in the caption of this post.
Yes.
And we are raffling off tarot readings, two tarot decks, right?
Well, one tarot deck is for the second. We're going to have two winners. The first winner gets like a crap ton of things. Like they get a tarot, they get the broke tarot deck. They get two like of our witchy zines. And mm-hmm. then they also get a reading done by me and a reading done by you. And they also get a tarot like notepad for like journals. Like it's literally a sticky pad.
It's like a $350 value is what all of this is together, which is... Mm-hmm. Crazy. Yeah. And then we have a second winner too, right?
Yes. And then the second winner would get the what's the deck?
The Chibi Tarot deck. It's the Chibi Tarot deck.
Yeah. So the second winner will get that. So there will be two winners. So, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot. It's $5 a raffle ticket, so you're allowed mm-hmm. to buy as many as you want. And essentially, the premise of this is that mm-hmm. it's going to cover Maria coming out here to be a part of this for Siskiyou Outreach. And then the rest of it is going to be going to Siskiyou Outreach to hopefully pay for all of their security if we can make it work. So that would be just so amazing. And this is a really big deal. Like if you live in a small town, like, and when I say small town, I don't mean like 100,000 people. All of Scott Valley, which is made up of multiple towns and mm-hmm. townships, is like 3,000 people. So this is like it's basically teeny.
Like it's very conservative where you live.
Yes. This is a place where like... You know, it's like the South. It's very, very conservative. And so this is a really big deal, especially for queer youth in the area to feel supported and also for them to get to have a fun night that is safe.
With community. It's so important.
Exactly. And so then our plan is that when Maria comes out, we're going to do a live episode together as well. We'll probably stream it on Twitch or similar and do a full episode live together. And that will be for everyone. So this is a really big deal. This is a really, really big deal for these people and for me as well, because like I am such a huge, you know, supporter of the arts, but especially like this sort of theater art and drag performance. This is a really big deal for this community. And it would mean a lot to us if we can make sure that they can put it on because they all feel safe. That's just so important.
Yeah. And the world is such crap right now, especially in the United States. Like, let's give, like, some people a reason to smile right now. That would be great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this, I don't know, I feel very passionate about this. I feel very passionate that we can see this through for them. I'm hoping that we can, you know, get them the security that they need, because if they don't get it, it might not get to happen. And I don't know when there is going to be another opportunity like this anytime in the near future for queer youth in this area. So,
yeah.
And if it goes well and everybody's safe, then hopefully we can snowball them into wanting to do more events like this. So
exactly.
Yeah. This is a really big deal. I would really like to see this happen for them. And again, this is our way of like giving back to you guys, so that way you can give to them.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I want to hang out again in person, because
I
was fun.
I also would like to do that. But I don't know. I'm feeling very passionate about this, especially with it being Rahi or Picture Show. Like, yeah, it just, I don't know, it's so important to me.
It's so important.
So after that little soapbox rant, do you want to listen to some voicemails, girl?
Some voicemails. And also, guys, about voicemails, we're running low on voicemails. We do have a bunch of written stories, so please send us some more voicemails.
Yes.
We love utilizing voicemails, like if we're sick or I'm going through a flare. It's just a great way to kind of like tackle a coffee talk while still enjoying ourselves and listening to your stories. Like, it just makes it so much easier. And honestly, it's a great hearing your guys' voices and hearing your stories.
That's the real thing. Hearing your guys' voice, like, is so cool. At least for me. I don't want to speak for Maria, but it's so cool for me, because I'm like, oh, right, there's real people who listen to us gab.
Yeah. And we're getting really close to spooky season. And
so
I mean,
close.
Yeah, it would just be really cool if we got some really good creepy voicemails. Not like creepy creep, but ghost stories, guys. Like,
yes.
Remain on track.
All right. Well, let's listen to our first one. We're going to start here. We only have, these are all short ones, so it looks as though I am not having to smash them together, which is exciting. All right, ready?
Hi, Robin and Maria. So I have been wanting to share the story for a bit, but I literally am outside in the sun in the middle of the day because it still freaks me out. When I was a dumb eighth grader, maybe freshman, my friend and I tried divination using the red book method, which you basically have to get a red book, a red candle, and you use it like yes or no questions. You have to ask to leave, and the game wasn't letting us leave. So I manually ended it. But obviously, I had never done magic before. We were basically messing with a Ouija board. And after that, my friend experienced a bunch of horrible stuff in that house. She woke up with scratches. She would wake up in different places. Just overall bad depression and anxiety for both of us, probably for the next few years. And what's something that I sometimes forget is after we finished, the light in the room went out. So we had to go to the neighbor's house because the lights weren't working. And the neighbor's house vibes were super weird. I honestly can't believe we didn't get murdered. But on the way to the neighbor's house, this is the part that's actually creepy. Like, well, that's all creepy, but this is the worst part. We looked back and I saw, this is the only time I've ever seen anything paranormal. I saw what looked like a cat, but it was too big to be a cat. It kind of looked like if a person had on a cat skin and was like walking on all fours, and it like skittered across the street. And maybe it was just a cat and I was freaked out, but I don't know. I've never experienced any bad vibes like that since. I'm always super, super cautious. I always cleanse before and after a spell, so I'm not dumb anymore. But yeah, I think that really messed up my friend permanently, honestly, because her dad had to get the house blessed, and he like completely was not interested in witchcraft. Understand unexpectedly after that. Well, actually, she was, but her dad wouldn't let her watch anything with witches. So, yeah. That's the story. Sorry, it's a bit all over the place. Yeah, traumatizing. Love your guys' podcast and listening for a few years. And keep up the good fight. I don't know what else to say, but I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Bye.
I really like that she used the word skitter. It skittered across the street.
I don't know. Just the whole like visual of like, you know, a person and like a cat.
It's literally like a labubo skittering across the street based on how it was described.
Yeah. Ugh. Creepy. I don't like. I like how the dad, like, they had himself happening to the dad too for him to be like,
well, yeah, because he was like, we're done.
No, thank you. That does not sound like a good time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I would not like to share my name for anonymity purposes, but I was just listening recently to one of your Coffee Talk episodes and thought I had a story that was totally worth sharing. I have been married to my husband for 2 years when we had first welcomed our child, our first baby. And I was sitting with our son one day and staring at our clock, analog clock. So it's a smidgy bit harder to read than a digital clock. And my husband said that he had to go somewhere. And for all of the time we've been together, even before we got married, I never caught a whiff of any unfaithfulness. We were completely, totally happy 100% of the time. And I thought, this is my soulmate. This is it. And I had never doubted him, not once. But for some reason, when he left that day and I looked at the clock and saw that it was 1:11, I thought, in the back of my brain, I have no idea why I thought this, but I thought, he's cheating on me. And it seemed to be out of nowhere. And I was almost sure that I was wrong. But after I looked up what 1:11 meant, because I'd been seeing angel numbers pretty much my whole life. But after I saw that, my intuition just kind of grew deeper, and I found out later that not only had he been cheating on me that day, that he'd been cheating on me pretty much the whole time we'd been together. So as devastating as that was, ever since that moment, it's thrown me into a spiritual side where I felt like the universe was really looking out for me and protecting me and my child. So I've never been able to explain it. I also saw 222 and 555 for alignment and also change in your life right before I found out I was pregnant. So, episode on angel numbers. I'm not sure if you have already. I'm a new listener.
Actually, me and Z the Witch, we've been talking about getting him on, and we talked about he was very interested in talking about numerology with us. So
maybe that'd be amazing. That'll be
a future episode where we're going to speak. Talk about numerology together.
I think we're also going to have Joshua on for a, like, just this reminded me of it because Z was at Parafest and so is Joshua. I think we're going to have Joshua on to talk about like Black history of spirituality, which is going to be, or spiritualism, excuse me, which I think is going to be really interesting as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And if you guys don't follow Joshua like on social media, you should. Like his like videos are amazing and so like educational about like
so good.
Yeah, just about like different things like within the Black community, especially when it comes to like spiritual stuff, which is very very interesting. And
so good.
It is also all right. Good.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode, Maria.
Yeah.
As a reminder. If you guys want to buy in for the raffle, in the caption is going to be the Ko-Fi link. When you buy your tickets, just make the little caption say raffle so that way we know that that's, you're not just like sending Maria money because you really like her and want to touch her butt or something. I don't know what your life's like.
Just make sure you say raffle so I know it's you.
Put raffle
I don't want to exclude you.
Yes. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope to see you again next week for our regular episode. You can check out our websites for a link to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to be featured on Coffee Talk.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever streaming service you are on. You can even leave comments. Like if you're listening on Spotify, leave us comments on episodes so we can hear your thoughts.
Yes,
we would love to hear them.
But
and
if
read
you leave
them.
A rude one, we're gonna comment back.
Don't be like, ooh, really?
But, we're gonna comment back.
But as we mentioned at the beginning, if you want to support us directly to help keep this going, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a Spell the Month box, and we have a Discord that has an amazing community and so many fun events. Come and join us. It is so great. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious about
this. I need to be awake. Snacks.
I've got my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious
about
this. I need
to be awake. Snacks.
I've got my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.